Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Chris Hicks, the Washoe County District Attorney, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Chris Hicks. He's the Washoe County District Attorney. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
So, I want to go over some things from your last appearance. You were here approximately May 6th of last year. And I brought up the topic of the Proud Boys. Mm-hmm. Word had started circulating in Las Vegas that they were active down there. I had journalist friends communicating with me that they had had communications up in Northern Nevada as well. We saw the incident in Carson City, Gardnerville, a little bit in Reno. And we talked about, at the time, you had said you really were not aware of the Proud Boys. Obviously, since then, that name has become, if not nationally, internationally well-known. What was the failure there? Was it the FBI's intelligence reporting? Did they not know? Were they not aware? That just seems like a giant failure.
Failure in what way?
In intelligence, that we weren't aware. I shouldn't say we. Law enforcement wasn't aware. Unless you knew something that you weren't able to share with me at the time, that an organization like this was in a planning mode for things that were going to occur that ended up in what happened in January in Washington, D.C.
It's a good point. And I don't know if I could call it a failure. I think if I remember correctly from what I told you when I was here in May, was that I hadn't been specifically briefed on it.
Correct.
And I hadn't. Now, that doesn't necessarily say that to me that the FBI wasn't following this organization. I'm not privy to everything, you know, all the intelligence sure. The FBI has. But in any event, it wasn't a big enough concern that it had come to me. I think the other thing I also said in that interview is our regional law enforcement partners, who are, you know, boots on the ground dealing with things every day, that they do a very good job of communicating. And so I don't know the depth of the conversations that were going on regionally with law enforcement, but it does seem that the Proud Boys and those other types of groups, it exploded this year, much more since the time I was here before.
Does this beg the question, and I've raised this privately with people before, that because of all the surveillance we have, the cameras everywhere, and especially places like England, that we are really good at being able to figure out what happened after the fact, but we're really in not that much better shape prior to an event happening?
Forecasting is always tough, but I think that that's a good point that you make. And I do think, hopefully, some of the things we'll learn, law enforcement will learn, and I speak more so about law enforcement agencies like the police, will learn from last year is how some of these events happened and the reaction was too late. And I know, for example, my partners in Washoe County, Sparks, RPD, Washoe County Sheriff's Office, they're analyzing some of these issues that occurred in other jurisdictions to see, like, how are we going to handle this? How are we going to be prepared for this if it were ever to come to Reno? For example, in Seattle, I mean, a whole part of the city was taken over. And it wasn't, the police were not in there until violent crimes began to happen. And so in Portland, Antifa, and then of course the Capitol, what we saw. Law enforcement's very good at learning from things that have happened and were handled poorly, because they're driven to make sure, you know, we protect our community, and most people are in that for the absolute right reason. So I think law enforcement in general will do a very good job studying where mistakes were made and how we can all learn from it.
One of the things I brought up at that time, and I bring it up again, is that you have groups that are definitely upset about something, rightly or wrongly. I mean, mm-hmm. people have the right to protest, and there's no argument about that. But then they're co-opted by other groups. So for example, on the mall, there were hundreds of thousands of people there. There weren't hundreds of thousands of people that marched on the Capitol and caused the destruction and the threat to the democracy that we all saw on our television screens. So in a way, these smaller groups are able to co-opt larger groups and make it appear the situation is far worse than perhaps it really is. What's your thoughts on that?
I couldn't agree with you more. And it's a difficult distinction to draw, especially for the public, because they consume videos and pictures of these things. A great example is the riots that happened in Reno not long after I appeared on the show last time. You know, that was a handful of people that took it to that next level that was just disgusting. You know, I remember watching it that night. I was sick. My heart was wrenched, just like it was when I watched the Capitol case, or what was going on in the Capitol. But it is a small few. And I think as a society, as law enforcement, as prosecutors, we have to have zero tolerance for those kind of incidents, and we need to make sure that we identify the people who were doing the destruction and the violence, so that we know that, you know, maybe they are a part of that group, maybe they're not. I mean, that all requires investigation, whatever group they're co-opting, as you say. But for example, with the Reno cases, we've arrested six of the worst perpetrators, and we're really taking a zero tolerance policy in how we're handling those prosecutions.
All right, so 9 months later, can you say to us that you have identified other groups or more members of these groups that are operating in Reno, Sparks, Northern Nevada? Or have you talked to Joe Lombardo or Steve Wolfson down in Las Vegas and coordinated with them on what their concerns are? Because obviously in a city of 2 million people, the potential for more damage is greater there.
Well, you know, Las Vegas is unlike any other city. Clark County is unlike any other county in Nevada. So their problems are not our problems necessarily. Although I regularly speak to Steve, I haven't specifically asked him about that. In Washoe, as I've said to you many times, we do a really good job regionally of communicating. And it's something I'm very proud of. And so I know that all of our law enforcement agencies, and then they naturally include our prosecutors, we're always talking and we're always preparing for these kinds of situations.
Okay, so is there chatter that you're concerned about? I mean, you know, there are a lot of people still very unhappy with what happened with the election.
Sure.
I don't think any of us have seen a political split so great. I mean, I think a lot of common sense people are searching for the middle and they're just not finding it. I mean, look what just happened in Congress. You've got a congresswoman who appears to be completely out of her mind, and Liz Cheney is being threatened with being thrown out of the caucus, which didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's all unbelievable. And yes, I struggle with the exact same thing, same just as a citizen. When are we going to get back to normalcy?
You know, we're not.
Well, I'm more optimistic.
The reason I say that is that these things didn't happen overnight. And the reasons why Donald Trump was elected, not just by Republicans but by Democrats as well, was that there was an unhappiness with the political situation in the country, that people felt that they were electing politicians based on what the politicians were saying, and then when the politicians went to D.C. or to their state houses, that they were not doing what they had promised. Now, sadly, you and I both know that there is a difference between running for election and governing. But those people are still very unhappy. I had Michael Cadenassi on the program last week, who's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. He said the second largest group of people who are voters in the state of Nevada are nonpartisans, people who are not affiliated with a party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they are up for grabs for whichever side wants to make their pitch to them. I think that this is going to be quite a long time before we see things calm down.
Well,
minimum 4 years.
The hangover, if you will, from 2020 is going to be studied for years. And I don't need to say this, everybody understands it, but think of what we went through, the grief, the trauma, everything that happened in less than the last year. Job losses, death, kids having to come learn from home, a polarizing election, social justice, protests, and then the contrary. So much that pulled at the seams of our country. And all of us, we're all still grappling with that. Everybody deals with trauma in different ways, and I know that well from what I see as a prosecutor. But again, I'm a strong believer in the human spirit and in right and wrong, and I think we're going to find our way back to right.
I'm an optimist by nature, so I agree with you in the big picture. I just think that as I talk to people on the two major sides of the aisle, I have concerns that it's going to be a ways off before, and it's interesting that Joe Biden became president and became the nominee because he seemed to be the most electable, the most centrist of the Democratic candidates, and at his age, the likelihood he's a one-term president, although he can't say that because otherwise he'd be a lame duck, but there can be a sense of calm over the next 4 years, to allow us to get to a point where the Democrats and the Republicans can decide, what kind of person they want to be the nominee, and whether it's a centrist person or somebody on the sides, because the extremes on both sides, are yelling very loudly.
I agree, and I think that those are outliers, those extremes. I do still believe, at least in Washoe County, I think I have a pretty good feel, I know you do, of what our community still really is. And I still think a majority of us are kind of yearning for what you were talking about. That middle ground where, of course, a healthy debate on policy, all those things are what we need to do. That's our democracy. But those far outreaching outliers, I think it's a significant minority of our community. Your comment about independence, I think most independents, I've spoken to many, but this is just anecdotal, but I think that they kind of fall on both sides. They are centrist. And right or wrong, I think that that's maybe a good starting place, a point of equilibrium for us to start to get back on track.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Washoe County DA after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York,
And I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Hicks. He is the Washoe County District Attorney. A topic I wanted to pick up again with you from the previous show was you were very concerned when you were here the last time about issues with children, and that child abuse had been, you know, seeing a dramatic increase, and that was 9 months ago. Where are we at this point?
We haven't seen an uptick yet in the numbers, but I still harbor that same concern. And the reason to help understand that, I guess I should say, is oftentimes in child sexual abuse cases, the child doesn't disclose for years, certainly months. And so I still don't think we're there yet. I mean, of course, we've had cases starting to come through our Child Advocacy Center, as they usually do. But I think this will take a number of years for us to fully realize the effects of it. I'll give you an example. We had a case where we sentenced a man 2 weeks ago, and the victim that he sexually assaulted from the ages of 4 to 6 years old, she had forgotten it. She had blocked it out until she graduated from high school. And she saw this perpetrator at her high school graduation, and it all came back to her. And that's just one example, but not uncommon in those kinds of cases that we don't get the reporting till later. I am happy to report that since I was here, I remember we were also talking about working with the school district to give children the opportunity to report.
Right.
And our Child Advocacy Center began working with the school district, and we have started creating better ways, mechanisms for children that may be exposed to that type of abuse. To disclose and to have someone to share it with so we can move appropriately on those cases.
If you had the opportunity, and I'm sure you do privately, but you know, publicly, what do you say to the governor about opening up the school system so that kids can go back to school? Because it just seems that from the parents that are communicating with me, with reading things on social media, that the trauma that families are going through, just with the lack, for example, of sports, with the lack of the ability to graduate from high school, that these are scars, not just on the kids, but on the families. So what would you say to the governor in terms of suggestions about, you know, it's not a cost-benefit analysis, obviously, but there's an analysis of the lockdown protects people health-wise to an extent, but the damage it's causing on the other side, where's the balance?
Well, so I have 4 kids. I have a son who started high school as a freshman this year. I have twin daughters who started middle school this year. And then I have a 6-year-old who started kindergarten this year. So I have all my kids starting new levels of school, and they had to do it in this environment. And it is brutal. For them, they don't know any better, but I can tell. I mean, for my son, for example, in high school, he's starting high school, and that's when you, it's such a significant time in your life, whether it be for athletics, just scholastics, learning new things, exposure to kids and other kids. That's a big thing to take away. That's a really big thing to take away. Now, on top of that, educating at home, I'm not a good teacher. I've learned that. Fortunately, my wife is more better at multitasking than I am. So we've done, my kids are doing well in school, but I think that that's not the story for many. And I worry about that, and I feel for that. So I'm a proponent of the kids being in school. I think it's important for them, and you know, thank God, largely, we've seen that COVID doesn't affect them like it does different groups. And so I don't know that I'm in a position to tell the governor what he should do, but I suggest. My suggestion is we need to work to make sure by next year the schools are fully open without masks, because I think that's an important thing. For connection, it's so hard to connect with someone when you have a mask on your face. And these are kids that are trying to play sports, trying to develop friendships, trying to become adults, you know, young adults. It's important.
Let's take another break. We'll come back more with Chris Hicks, the Washoe County District Attorney, after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Hicks. He is the Washoe County District Attorney. By the way, I want to say right here that we're going to have you back to talk about criminal justice reform. It's going to be a big issue at the legislature again this session. But in the meantime, I wanted to ask you something that several people have asked me, and I just kind of wanted to get your take on it. So in California and in some of the rural counties in Nevada, you've had a lot of sheriffs and DAs who have said that they are not going to prosecute on cases regarding COVID and the restrictions that the governor has laid out in both states. What's your take on that?
Well, I think what I've seen is a lot of it's been at the law enforcement level, where sheriffs have said, maybe in a county that's had made a resolution through their commission where they're not going to enforce certain regulations or forced on them by the governor. A lot of sheriff's offices have said that they're not going to enforce that. It's a slippery slope. As I'm sworn as the chief law enforcement official of the county to uphold the law. Now, whether or not that is the law is certainly a question worth having. And I've had them with our sheriff as his legal representative. So my take is, I guess, it depends on the community.
Why?
Depends on the restriction.
Why?
Well, because, to put it simply, in Nevada, for example, I mean, the opinion of what Governor Sisolak's regulation might be on COVID in Elko County is very different than what the opinion of it might be in Clark County. And so that's why what I mean by that. It depends on the community.
So in that case, the law is not necessarily the law?
Well, no, but I guess what I'm saying is
I guess what I mean, I didn't mean that to be a rude question.
No, it
wasn't. But the interpretation, because obviously if a county or a sheriff doesn't like something, they can appeal to a district court, to the Supreme Court. So just because somebody says something doesn't mean to say it is so.
True.
I mean, in the long run. I mean, there is an appeal process. We don't have dictators.
That's right. And we have discretion. Prosecutors have discretion, and law enforcement has discretion.
You said earlier that you're optimistic. Is there anything that's keeping you up at night right now?
The legislature.
And that is the note to end on, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program, even though it's always tough topics to talk about. You're a good man, and I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, sir.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.